Tu hai avuto molti leader nelle tue squadre, Sastre, Schleck, Basso. Vorrei farti due domande. La prima, che tipo di corridore e che tipo di uomo è Alberto rispetto agli altri? La seconda, nella tua esperienza di prima corridore e poi team manager, questo giro è la corsa a tappe più dura che tu abbia mai affrontato? Grazie.
Is okay, I respond in English.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the question was that how is Alberto compared to the other leaders I've had in the years with the team? Well, I can say that all cyclists are different. You know, every leader we have had in the team is a different personality. For sure, for me, Alberto is a great champion. He has unbelievable qualities as a bike rider, but also personal skills that is very important to be a leader for a team. You know, he takes care of not just these guys here. He cares a lot about them, but also the rest of the team, the staff, which is very important. He shows big skills and qualities in that direction for sure. I don't like to compare different leaders too much because everybody have their rights to be their own, and I don't like that everybody are the same. Alberto has to be Alberto, Basso has to be Basso, and sometimes it's too easy just to compare, but I don't really want to do that. You know? He's very dedicated. I think the most two dedicated leaders I've had in the team is Basso and Alberto, but they're two different kind of riders. Alberto is very serious. He's always well prepared in every single race he's doing. Nothing is by accident, you know. I remember when we met for the first time with the team in December. He said, when we talked about the program, I had an idea of a beautiful program, which I thought, you know. Then he said, yeah, but Bjarne, I don't need to do that many races. I was like, okay, why? Bjarne, give me a bike, and in 1 month, I'm ready to win races. Not many riders can say that. I haven't met nobody, you know. But actually, Alberto can do that. And that just shows his quality, that he's always good. Also in off season, he's always well prepared. So it tells a lot. The rest I have seen on the road, the qualities he has is unbelievable. And the second one was.
La corsa tappa più dura.
Well, if this Giro is the hardest race ever, we don't know yet. You know, I mean, on the paper. The parkour is very difficult. Yes, there are some crazy stages. But before we have faced it, we don't really know. Of course, it's the parkour and the peloton that makes it hard or less hard. So I think we just have to take it day by day. And yes, it is a hard Giro. But it is what it is. You know? I mean, there's been a lot of talking about it's too hard. It's unhuman, it's too much transfer, it's too much, you know, and yes, but let's discuss that afterwards, because now it's too late. Now it's what we have for the next 3 weeks, and we don't need to complain about that, because tomorrow we face the start. So let's face it, let's do it. It's about being professional, recover between the stages, play it smart, and this is what we're going to do.
Posso farla a te per Alberto, poi tu gliela dici. Volevo chiedere ad Alberto, intanto benvenuto, quanto ha pesato nella sua scelta di fare il Giro, il fatto che non è ancora sicuro di poter fare il Tour, e se invece ritiene che sia possibile ancora in tempi moderni, vincere sia il Giro che il Tour. L'ultimo fu Pantani a riuscire in questa doppiata. Grazie.
Domanda a me o lui?
No,
lui.
Chiedere ad Alberto.
Io favo la...
Sì.
Ti sei molto
messo. No, da... Sì, ma almeno.
Grazie.
Bueno, el Giro lo hemos incluido en el calendario porque creemos que es una carrera en la que me siento en deuda con ella. Tengo un recuerdo inmejorable del año 2008. Como muchas veces he hablado de que quería pues hacer las grandes, incluso las tres en un mismo año. Estoy muy contento de estar aquí y estoy en el Giro porque he decidido estar en el Giro. No ha influido para nada la situación en el futuro con el Tour.
I think if I should add something to this, that to come back to what I said about his program until now, it's also done in terms of being able to do hard Giro and then the Tour. And of course we believe he can do both well and maybe win. But we also know that there is a risk that it might not be possible. But why not try? We don't feel that it's a risk to try. I think it's beautiful to try, to have the guts to actually go out there and try to do it. There are not many riders in the peloton who can do that. If there's somebody, it's definitely Alberto.
¿Quieres decir algo sobre el asunto del doblete? Si crees que tienes habilidades después de el último doblete que fue de Pantano.
Y en cuanto a la segunda pregunta, ha estado él. Yo creo que es algo bonito y es algo también diferente, ¿no? El intentar afrontar el Giro y el Tour de Francia lo mejor posible, ¿no? Intentando luchar por la victoria. Luego se puede conseguir o no se puede conseguir, porque es muy difícil ganar. Indudablemente yo creo que para la preparación del Tour es mejor no pasar por una carrera como el Giro de Italia, especialmente este año con la dureza tan grande que tiene, pero bueno, también cada año tienes que buscar nuevas motivaciones, nuevos retos, y la verdad que esta es una motivación grande.
Sí. So the question was if it was any concert to choose the Giro because the problem with or the question about the Tour, and then if he think it's possible to do the double Giro Tour in this time after the last achievement of Pantani. Alberto said before of that he chose the Giro because he have a very good remind from 2008, and he was in some kind of doubt with the Giro since 2008. And was for that he wanted to come back to this race. And also because he was thinking also at the possibility of doing the Tour also, and then the three Grand Tour at the same year. But was many things about that, no? So anyway, he decided to come to the Giro without thinking about the situation with the Tour. He decided to come to the Giro directly without thinking on any other problems. And then about the possibility of the double Giro and Tour, he said this is something beautiful and different to try to do that. He will try to do the best possible in this Giro, and then at the Tour fight for the victory, but he knows that it's really difficult to achieve an objective like this, and for sure he knows that the best preparation for the Tour is not to be in the Giro, especially on this year that is so hard, but you have to find new motivation in your career, and this is a good idea to do to do this.
Next question. Over here.
Hello.
Molti appassionati non vedono l'ora di cominciare questo giro, c'è ancora uno spot, prima ancora uno spot amatissimo, seguitissimo, ci sarà un sacco di gente sulle strade. Però molti chiedono, anche a noi che lo seguiamo, se si può ancora credere oggi in questo ciclismo. E questo dovrebbe essere il giro, tutti hanno detto che il giro, il ciclismo deve dare una risposta positiva su se stesso, quasi come fosse l'ultima occasione per essere ancora credibile. Volevo chiedere ad Alberto cosa pensa lui di questo e se possiamo dare una risposta a tutte le persone che chiedono si può credere, sarà vero quello che vedremo o sarà finito? Grazie.
La sentenza. Cosa pensa, no?
Dice che por lo cual hay mucha gente en el giro, que hay muchos tifos esperando esta carrera, etcétera, que hay mucha afectación. Pero si no pueden darle una respuesta a las dudas que hay de que si este ciclismo sigue siendo creíble, lo que se va a ver durante este giro es verdad o no, es cierto.
Nah, plenamente es un ciclismo creíble, es un ciclismo apasionante, un deporte increíble que engancha a la gente. Especialmente yo creo que este año el recorrido invita a ello y la gente puede creer plenamente en este deporte.
So Alberto said that everyone can believe in this cycling and in this sport. And especially during this Giro, and with this Giro that is so hard and so passionate, the parkour invite to enjoy this sport, this cycling, and he said that he is absolutely convinced that everybody can believe in this cycling.
Next question.
Matteo, scusami. Non hai più 20 anni, quindi anche tu hai una grande esperienza sulle tue spalle. Hai capito qual è la peculiarità di Alberto? Come fa un corridore come Alberto a non fallire quasi mai nelle grandi corse a tappe? Soltanto in un'occasione, Giro Tour Vuelta, non ha vinto quando si è presentato al via. Che tipo di corridore hai trovato?
Penso che sia... è nato così, è nato un campione, ne nascono talmente pochi che quando nascono si vede la totalmente differenza. Io con Alberto ho fatto solo Algarve, la prima corsa che faceva, però la determinazione che aveva, anche se sapeva che non aveva una condizione ottima, però la determinazione che aveva per la corsa è una cosa incredibile e questo sicuramente ci porta a tutti noi, i compagni, di dare il massimo per lui, perché ha dimostrato, tutti lo sanno, che per le corse a tappe il faro della corsa è il più forte. Sicuramente lui dedica molto, 24 ore al giorno la dedica al ciclismo con l'allenamento e tutto quanto, e questo lo porta a essere il favorito e il più forte forse, però è sempre la strada poi quello che conta.
Do the translation. Yeah. Okay, the question was what Matteo think about Alberto and why he is the favorite and what kind of rider he is. And he said that Alberto have been born like a champion, and you can notice that from the beginning when you know him. The first race that he did with Alberto was the Tour of Algarve, and just there he noticed that the determination of Alberto was impressive. He was not in the best condition, but he did the maximum just there, and during the world career he has demonstrated that he is the strongest rider, because
he do cycling during 24 hours a day. That makes the difference. And it's for that he is the favorite and the strongest in the race at the moment.
Yes. Paolo, come sei di Corriere della Sera? Alberto, ieri tutti per l'avversario, Scarponi, Menchov, Sartre, Rodriguez, hanno detto che non è facile per te avere tutta la pressione del favorito in una corsa così piena di trappole. E uno che ha vinto il Tour de France con Lance Armstrong in squadra, può fare un paragone tra le pressioni, se quella rimarrà sempre la pressione maggiore e tutto il resto è più semplice.
Sì. Ah, yo creo que efectivamente todos los corredores van a intentar meter la presión a un corredor o a otro, siempre se la van a quitar ellos, y bueno, en este caso me quieren, pues bueno, transmitir, ¿no?, y darme la responsabilidad y la presión a mí. Como bien dices, pues bueno, en el año 2009 con Lance o otros años también he tenido muchísima presión en el Tour, especialmente el Tour, cuando yo voy a la salida del Tour, a mí lo que se me pide es ganar. Y al Giro me lo planteo de una forma diferente, ¿no? Vengo con ganas, con ilusión, creo que con una buena condición, pero me lo planteo ir día a día, ¿no? Yo creo que hay corredores que a lo mejor pues no os plantean o intentan quitarse responsabilidad o no ser tan favoritos, pero que tienen una presión mayor a la que tengo yo, como puede ser el caso de Nibali o Scarponi, ¿no?, por ejemplo. Luego el Geos también tiene una gran presión, ¿no? Al final esta carrera para ellos es crucial en el calendario. Entonces, bueno, ellos igual intentan transmitirme a mí más presión, pero a lo mejor ellos tienen más que yo.
The question was that if Alberto think that the world rivals say that try to put the pressure on him, are you agree with that or not? And if in any way the Tour 2009 was the most difficult for you and now that is easier, he said. Obviously, everybody tried to put the pressure on me, but that's normal. And then after the Tour 2009, but during the World Tour, I have a lot of pressure. The pressure in the Tour is in some way different than in the Giro. There at the Tour, everybody wants to expect that I won, and here at the Giro is different for me. I come here very motivated, I want to be here, but my intention is to do the race day by day. In my opinion, there are other riders with more pressure than me, like Nibali or Scarponi or maybe the Geox team, because the race for them is crucial. So for them there are more pressure than for me.
Next question.
E che conosce, che può dire, quando l'hai visto, quando ha corso per lui, che giudico a suo livello?
Bueno, yo creo que hay varios corredores muy, muy peligrosos, pero bueno, sí que Nibali, los últimos tiempos, el último año y medio, pues ha mostrado una regularidad grandísima. Yo creo que este Giro, pues va a influir mucho esa regularidad. Ya hizo un grandísimo papel en el Tour del 2009, metiéndose en el top 10 y además terminando la carrera muy fuerte, recuerdo, en el Mont Ventoux. Luego, el año pasado vino a última hora al Giro y consiguió hacer tercero, trabajando para su compañero Basso. Y luego pues en la Vuelta a España ya vimos todos que tuvo una regularidad increíble y sin ir y conocer la carrera consiguió la victoria, ¿no? Yo creo que posiblemente pues sí, que sea el rival más difícil debido a la experiencia que tiene, a que ha preparado esta carrera a conciencia. Todo su equipo está muy mentalizado para luchar por la victoria y con eso especial, ¿no?, que tiene el Giro para los corredores italianos, ¿no? Que es algo que yo creo que si no eres italiano te resulta muy difícil llegar a entender, ¿no?, a vivir.
The question was if Nibali is the most dangerous rival for Alberto and what do you know about him? Alberto said that there are some riders very dangerous for him in this Giro. But it's true that Nibali, during the last the last year, has been very regular on the big tour, and the regularity will be very important for this race. He did already a very good tour 2009. He finished between the top 10, and he did a very good stage at the Mont Ventoux. And then the last year was finished third at the Giro, working for Basso. And then after all, he win at the Vuelta without knowing very well the parkour, etc., and showing a very good regularity. So probably Nibali is the most dangerous rival. Looking at that, he is very well prepared this year, and his team is very motivated. And because you might think that for Italian rider, the Giro is really special, and if you are not Italian, it's very hard to understand that feeling.
Let me just give a comment here. Let me try to put the pressure on our rivals and away from Alberto, because as I see it, the pressure is not on Alberto, because we know how good Alberto is, what he can do. He won a Giro, he won a Vuelta and three tours, so he doesn't have to prove anything. I think the pressure is on the rivals like Nibali, Scarponi, etc., because now they have the chance to prove how good they are. So I like that better, that the pressure is on them. If they want to win the race, they have to beat Alberto. I think everybody knows that. So the pressure is on them. Yeah.
Over here.
Paolo Condò della Gazzetta dello Sport. Buenos días, Alberto. Yeah. Quiero saber si tú el Saxo Bank es un equipado y tú eres el gran favorito de la carrera. Tu estilo será intentar, más parecido al estilo del Barça en el fútbol, intentar de ganar haciendo espectáculo que la gente disfrute, como fue en tu primer tour o nel Giro del 2008, o intentar de ganar y nada más, más parecido al estilo del Real Madrid, como fue, por ejemplo, el tour de la pasada temporada.
Real doesn't win.
Hombre, sin duda que el objetivo final es el luchar por la carrera y claro, si se puede pues ganar, ¿no? Conseguir la victoria en Milán. Eso sin duda es el objetivo. Son con las aspiraciones, luego se pueden conseguir o no se pueden conseguir. Siempre es muy muy difícil ganar y yo creo especialmente en esta carrera. Y en cuanto al espectáculo, yo creo que va a haber espectáculo. Yo creo que con el recorrido que se ha presentado este año no hay otra opción y yo creo que va a ser compatible las dos cosas. Yo creo que el Madrid también tiene buenos partidos, el Real Madrid también tiene buenos partidos, igual el Barcelona tiene más regularidad, pero bueno, yo creo que este Giro va a tener las dos cosas. Espectáculo seguro, pero siempre teniendo la cabeza en Milán.
Gracias.
Should we have a translation? I would say I have never seen Alberto not giving spettacolo. Or if we'll come.
The question was if Alberto think to do a Giro like the Barça team, doing a spectacle at first, but maybe he will do a race more like the Real Madrid, just thinking to win at the end in Milan. Alberto said, without doubt, the objective is to win in Milan, but and to fight for the race. But yeah, I know that it's very difficult to win, and more here in the Giro. But anyway, with this road, the spectacle is sure, is guaranteed. There is no way. And I think we can have both spectacle and also do things like Real Madrid, because also Real Madrid give good matches sometimes. Maybe Barça is more regular, but
sometimes.
Anyway, he thinks to give a spectacle and also, but also thinking on the final victory.
Alberto, Balan, Sant'Ambrogio, Ruzigin, none of them are racing due to investigations. Fans may ask, why is Alberto Contador racing if he is in an investigation? What do you say to this?
Yo desconozco totalmente la situación en la que están estos corredores que has mencionado. Yo sé la situación en la que estoy yo. Yo estoy, a mí se me ha declarado inocente, y confío plenamente en que a continuación pues, se vuelva a aclarar. Yo creo que son casos totalmente diferentes. Como te digo, desconozco el caso de estos tres corredores, pero yo creo que no tiene comparación ninguna.
He said that he doesn't know the situation of those riders that you say, but anyway, his situation is absolutely different, because he has been declared been clear of anything, and he hopes that in the future they will say the same, to be clear again. So you cannot make any comparison between this case and him.
Has dicho que no conozco para nada la situación.
Sí.
The last two questions. Edison.
Alberto, ¿qué papel crees que va a tener el chipote en este giro? ¿Va a tener el papel de que vaya por la general también? ¿Va a ser el cuero? ¿Las dos cosas? ¿Cómo lo ves?
Bueno, yo creo que Richie Porte se haya incorporado a última hora al equipo del Giro es una noticia increíble, es muy buena, aporta una calidad tremenda ya desde mañana mismo, ¿no? En la contrarreloj por equipos como en las etapas de montaña. En principio, pues si todo va bien, pues él va a ser un pilar fundamental que me ayude a mí. Indudablemente una carrera como esta pues también le va a dar oportunidades a él, pero en principio pues bueno, el objetivo es pues, que me ayude en todo lo posible, pero también aprovechando sus oportunidades.
The question was about Richie Porte, what is his opinion about his role in this team. Alberto said that for him, that Richie come to this team at the last moment was a fantastic news, because he can give a lot of things to this team from the beginning, from the time team trial, because he have a very good quality also in the mountains. So his role can be both first to help him during the world race, but also he thinks that Richie can have his own opportunities during the race. So the main objective is to help me during the race, but then to have also their own possibilities, their own chance.
The last question here.
Hola Alberto, Ciro Scognamiglio de la Gazzetta dello Sport, bienvenido. Hemos dicho ya que hay muchos rivales, mucha gente que puede ganar esta carrera. ¿Tú piensas que la mayoría podría correr juntos contra de ti porque sobre el papel tú eres el más fuerte, o piensas que al final cada uno va a hacer su propia carrera? ¿Qué opinas?
Bueno, yo creo que cada uno va a hacer su propia carrera, ¿no? Yo creo también que en situaciones concretas, si yo no estoy en un buen momento, van a intentar aprovecharlo. Esta pregunta pues me recuerda mucho al año 2008, en el cual pues hablaban que si los italianos iban a luchar contra mí, que si Ricò con Di Luca se iban a llegar a un acuerdo para luchar contra mí, pero luego al final en la carretera cada uno defiende sus intereses. Indudablemente que si tengo un mal día lo van a aprovechar, pero al igual que si otro corredor de los favoritos tiene un mal día, lo voy a intentar aprovechar yo junto con los otros corredores.
The question was if Alberto think that the other rival can race together against him or not. He said that normally not. Everyone will do his own race, but only if he has a bad day, maybe they can ride together against him. But that is for him and also for everybody. If another rival have a bad day, maybe him with other can ride together to eliminate one rival. That's normal. And he think. He remembered that was the same question during the Giro 2008. Many people spoke about the alliance between Ricò and Di Luca, etc., against him, but at the end was a race like other. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Grazie. Yeah.